Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
There's nothing more beautiful than the church.
Yes.
Now, we're not talking about Crystal Cathedral, whatever, which are, you know, so it's okay. I mean, it's Crystal Cathedral, whatever. But we're talking about people, human beings, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. that are loving on each other, meeting each other. It's just a beautiful thing to watch, you know, a need met and the eating together and fellowshipping together. And if you haven't done it, I mean, it may take a while to learn how to do it, but we'll encourage you how to do it. But how many people know how to be family? I mean, most people hear family and they think of a negative connotation. How many families actually eat together, biological families? And that just kind of transcends over into where the church is. And so you have families who don't eat together at home go into the family of God, you know, church, and they don't eat together. They don't fellowship together. It's a big deal to, like, you know, we have it catered. We have people come in and they just wait on us, but we never have that intimacy of fixing the food and those type of things. And you think about this, you know, we're missing out on how God created things, because he could just say, let it be, and it's done. But he allows things to grow. He allows things to develop. He allows us to build things. He's into us as we're supposed to be into him. And it reminds me of, you know, the time that, you know, as a young kid, my mother was going to cook a cake. You know, she was going to cook cake. And, but she wouldn't just, today if you tell somebody, hey, we're going to have cake, they're thinking you're going to go buy a Walmart or some sort of bakery. Somebody else has already prepared it. You're going to walk in and just slice it up. You're going to put it in front of them. I mean, if somebody says, you know, we're going to have pudding, for example, you know, most people think that you're going to open a little plastic container and eat pudding out of it. Believe it or not, you can make that. You can make that stuff. And my mother, you know, she would get all the flour out, and she would sift the flour, and she'd put eggs in there, and she'd put chocolate in there, and she would just mix it all up with the spoons and this type of thing. And I would sit there, myself and my siblings, my sisters, we would just sit there and anticipate, you know, this cake that's being made. And then in that, we would have all the smells, and we would think, you know, we get to lick the bowl and all those wonderful things that are going on. And you're watching your mother, you're interacting with your mother while she's cooking. And then you have to wait for it to cook. And then you would wait all this time that would be consumed in making it and watching it and preparing it and baking it. And then it would come out of the oven. And then you had to wait for it to cool off, because you learn the lessons. If you don't let it cool off, put the icing on, you're going to kill your cake. And so then she'd put then you'd watch it, and my mother was so good at swirling the ice, and every swirl looked like, oh my goodness, you just want to eat that swirl of chocolate. She's an artist. And then after it was all done, then she'd cut us off a piece of cake, and we would have a glass of milk or something, and we'd eat that cake together. But we're missing all those experiences with each other. We're missing all that preparatory time and that time of fellowship. There's something in that moment when the food's being prepared. There's something in that moment when the fragrance of life is happening. There's something in that moment when the anticipation of getting something or receiving something. And God's created us that way. But now everything's like instant. You know, if you can't download it in 5 seconds, if I can't get it right now, I want everything overnighted to me. You know, that's not quick enough. This traffic's too slow. Everything's like rapid, like now. And one thing about going back to the original intent is get back to the foundations, how God's created us. There is actually joy in the process. We keep trying to get to a place in a hurry, and it's the journey. Because in Jesus, when you make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, you know, you're already going into heaven to be with him forever, for eternity. Now enjoy the journey. What does he want to take place? What did he tell us to do? And he talks about, I want you to relate as family. I want you to love each other. When you do this, supernaturally, the world will know that I love them as much as I love my son. People will really want what you got. Think about all the marketing plans and everything you'll be able to save for your fellowship, because people will want what you have inside your fellowship. They'll just want it. And in fellowship, I'm talking about your gathering and coming together. And to say you have a gathering right now of about 200 families or folks, y'all could still get together in that, you know, separate little groups and go into houses and eat and that type of thing and come back together again on Sundays. But vital relationships are going to be so important, because if your street's on fire like Baltimore, If the police are not coming down and rescuing you like they weren't coming last night, and I can understand potentially why, because they were outnumbered by those who were doing evil. And if the National Guard was coming in but hadn't come in yet, who would you go to? Who would you call? You know, if you call, you know, an organization, you might say, here's something that says press 1 for this, 2 for that, and 3 for this, right? Or if you call somebody that you know where they are, you know where they work, you know where they live, you know their patterns in life, and you think about that. That only happens when you have a relationship with someone. And that's, when you look at the body of Christ, the first thing Jesus did was he gathered 12 men around him. He's going to start his ministry. What did he do? He prayed all night, and then he chose his family who he was going to hang out with. And what did he say as he was coming into the last part of his ministry here? He says, I was faithful with those that you entrusted to me. Who has God entrusted to you? It's May Day. It's warning. The British are coming. Yes, it's happening. But don't be fearful. Just become what God's called us to be, the church. Begin to walk it out. And listen, Jesus, where two or more gathered in his name, Jesus is enjoying being right in the midst of that, ruling as king and understanding he's fellowshipping with you. And I want to pray for you, as a matter of fact, right now. You know, maybe that's you. You're thinking, you know, what do I need to do? Do I need to get some water? Do I need to get food? Or do I need to get what? What you need to do is you need to turn to God. You know, and when you can hear about our stories at meetmyfather.org, where we shared our stories. But then start being the church. It's not as complicated as religion's made it out to be. And no matter what, the system won't be there for you, but the family will. I want to pray for you. Father God, I just pray right now for those that are watching and those that are listening, Father God, that you would encourage them, that you would reveal yourself to them, Lord, that they would know that it is not as complicated as religion's made it out to be, Father God, that you love them where they are, and that it's not that difficult to come together as family and to begin to enjoy the process and the journey again, and the revelation of knowing that you enjoy us enjoying that process, Father God, for that fellowship, Father God. And I pray even now, Father God, that family would come back into your church again, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.